Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Practical MBA on Economics, What They Do and Don't Teach You at Business School, Essential Gear for the Economic Tsunami, is a 2022 nonfiction business economics book by Joseph Golisarian. It positions itself as a practical alternative to formal economics instruction, aimed at readers who want a broader, more applied understanding of how money, policy, inflation, and asset prices interact in the real world, rather than presenting economics as an abstract academic discipline. The book frames it as a tool for interpreting the financial conditions facing households, investors, and businesses, especially in North America. Based on the publisher description and reader feedback, the book is extensive, graph-heavy, and intentionally opinionated, with a strong focus on inflation and on the consequences of government and central bank policy. Its purpose is not simply to explain economic concepts, but to challenge conventional classroom teaching and encourage readers to think about economic systems through the lens of practical survival and financial decision-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a practical alternative to classroom economics. One of the book's central ideas is that traditional business school and classroom economics often leave students with theory but little usable judgment. Golisarian presents the book as a corrective to that gap, offering an applied education that tries to explain how economics works outside the classroom. The emphasis is not on memorizing formal models for their own sake, but on understanding the forces that shape wages, prices, borrowing, savings, and investment decisions. This makes the book less like a textbook and more like a conceptual handbook for readers who want to connect macroeconomic ideas to personal and business outcomes. The title itself signals that the author sees conventional education as incomplete, especially when it comes to preparing people for unstable financial conditions. In that sense, the book is framed as a bridge between academic economics and the lived realities of inflation, policy mistakes, and market disruption. Secondly, inflation as the book's organizing theme, inflation appears to be the book's most developed and recurring subject, and it serves as the lens through which many other economic issues are interpreted. Rather than treating inflation as a narrow rise in prices, the book uses it as a signal of deeper monetary and policy problems. This approach matters because inflation affects nearly every financial decision, from saving and debt to business planning and asset allocation. The book appears to explain not only what inflation does, but how it emerges from broader conditions such as monetary expansion, fiscal imbalance, and public sector incentives. By making inflation central, Golisarian gives the reader a framework for understanding why purchasing power erodes and why nominal gains can be misleading. This also helps explain the book's appeal to readers concerned with financial security, because inflation is one of the most immediate ways abstract policy decisions become personal losses. The topic is presented as practical rather than technical, with graphs and examples used to make the mechanisms easier to follow. Thirdly, government policy, fiat money, and systemic distortion. A major line of argument in the book is that economic instability is not accidental, but tied to the structure of modern government finance and central banking. The descriptions in the available sources suggest that Golisarian is sharply critical of political leaders, federal institutions, and fiat money systems, which he sees as encouraging distortion rather than discipline. This gives the book a strong institutional critique. Public policy is portrayed as a source of hidden costs, not just a neutral backdrop to markets. The practical implication is that readers are encouraged to treat official economic narratives with caution and to examine incentives behind policy decisions. By linking fiat money to broader distortions, the book suggests that money creation, deficits, and administrative intervention can shape prices and asset behavior in ways that are not obvious at first glance. This topic differentiates the book from more neutral survey texts because it does not simply describe institutions. It evaluates them as contributors to long-run imbalance and economic fragility. Fourthly, asset prices and the real-world consequences of monetary conditions. The book also appears to connect economic analysis to the behavior of asset classes, which is a key reason it has been described as practical, rather than limiting itself to growth, unemployment, or inflation statistics. It asks how changing monetary conditions affect the relative performance of assets and the financial position of ordinary people. That focus matters because many readers experience economics indirectly through housing costs, savings erosion, stock valuation, and changes in borrowing conditions. The book seems to argue that understanding policy and inflation is essential for interpreting why certain assets surge while others stagnate, and why conventional saving strategies can become ineffective in an inflationary environment. This makes the work useful not only for students of economics, but also for investors and small business readers who need a framework for reacting to macroeconomic shifts. Its practical value comes from translating broad economic forces into concrete consequences for portfolios, purchasing decisions, and long-term planning. Lastly, Dense explanation supported by graphs and chapter-by-chapter reading. Reader commentary suggests that the book is unusually information-dense, heavily illustrated with graphs, and best absorbed in manageable sections. That presentation style is itself an important part of the book's identity. It indicates that the author is not trying to make the subject lightweight or purely conversational, but to pack a large amount of argument and data into a single volume. The graphs likely help readers follow relationships between variables, which is especially useful in a book that addresses inflation, policy, and asset behavior. At the same time, the density can be challenging, so the book seems to reward patient reading rather than quick browsing. This is an important distinction because it shows the book is designed as a reference-like study tool, not just an opinionated essay. Its structure supports the practical MBA concept by encouraging incremental learning, making it easier for readers to revisit specific topics when they need to understand a financial issue in real time. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want an applied, skeptical, and policy-aware introduction to economics rather than a conventional academic survey. Business readers, self-directed investors, entrepreneurs, and anyone trying to make sense of inflationary pressure may find it especially useful because it treats economics as a lived discipline tied to money management, asset behavior, and institutional incentives. Its main strength is that it does not separate theory from consequence. The argument consistently connects monetary policy, government behavior, and inflation to everyday financial outcomes. Compared with many books in the business economics category, it stands out for its strongly practical framing, its critical tone toward official economic management, and its emphasis on visual explanation through graphs. It also appears to be written for sustained study, not casual browsing, which gives it the feel of a working manual for readers who want to think more carefully about financial fragility and economic signals. For readers open to a forceful viewpoint, it offers both a conceptual challenge and a usable lens for interpreting the current economic environment. If you would like to support Joseph Gulasarian, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.